is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Charles Boyer.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Kraft Music Hall. Well, this is time of the year when they're having the primary elections around the country, and it's not yet. And it's everyone's duty to go out and vote. It's a funny thing about that. When you're a kid, you go to grade school and learn how to read and write. Then you go to high school and learn history and languages. Then you go to college and you learn mathematics and chemistry. Then after 16 years of education, you go into an election booth. And all you have to do is to make an X. And that's why I'm going to sing Chinatown, My Chinatown. Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown. And when I'm so brown, heart seems light and life seems bright in good old Chinatown. Our dreamy Chinatown, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown. Almond eyes so brown. Heart seem light and life seem bright in dreamy Chinatown. Oscar. Come over here a minute. I want to talk to you. You know, last night, I saw your latest picture. You Were Meant for Me.
Well, how did you like it, Al?
Well, Oscar, if you won't mind a little friendly criticism, I'll tell you. You know, a really great actor is able to become someone else. But in all your pictures, I don't know, you still look like you, Oscar Levant.
That's true, and I guess that makes you really great, because in all your pictures, you look like Larry Park.
Now, look, Oscar, once and for all, let's quit this thing. I'm going to explain the reason why they used Larry Parks in the story of my life. Now, look, I don't want to get mad about it. I'm not nasty, but from now on, let's skip it. You see, originally, I was going to play myself. But no matter what kind of makeup I used, I kept coming out too young.
Al, I wish I could believe that.
So do I.
Al, it must be great. It must be great to have your life story done on the screen. I wish they'd do one about me.
Maybe they will someday. Just wait until you reach my age.
Al, it takes two people to reach your age.
Oh, you funny, funny man.
Thank you.
But, Oscar, it isn't really a matter of age, you know. They make life stories about self-made men. Now, Oscar, from what I know about you, you're a self-made man, aren't you?
Well, I supervised.
Uh-huh.
But I had a couple of other fellas do the heavy work.
Well, how about going over the piano and doing your own heavy work? Play the Chopin Nocturne in E-flat.
How do you know I know it?
Well, I just pick up something out that I don't know. And anything I don't know, you know.
Thank you.
your neighbors drop in for an evening of bridge or rummy, can you put out refreshments without any fuss? Well, a loaf or package of Kraft's famous cheese food Velveeta keeps you all set for times like that, and well-prepared for the family's snacks, too. I say well-prepared advisedly because rich-tasting Velveeta is so nutritious and digestible as milk itself. And so good, just spread on crackers or sliced generously for a cheese tray or toasted to a bubbling gold in piping hot sandwiches. When you're shopping tomorrow, get a couple of packages or a 2-pound loaf of genuine Velveeta for sandwiches and snacks and cooking, too. Millions of smart homemakers across the country keep their refrigerators supplied with Velveeta always.
Oh, Oscar, that's beautiful. Really beautiful. You know, while you were playing that, I was reminded of what William Shakespeare once said. He said, "Music is like the patter of rain. It gets in your ears and then goes down the drain."
Shakespeare said that?
Yes, he said that.
He must have said it very softly. I think you're the only one who heard him.
I think this boy is high on Airwick. Now listen, Oscar. If you can spare a few notes in my key, I'd like to sing.
Pretty difficult to play your key.
Yeah?
It's not on the piano. But with my talent, I can do it. Try this.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. I'm all alone every evening. All alone, feeling blue, wondering where you are, and how you are, and if you are all alone.
Very good, Al, but it's kind of a sad song, isn't it?
Well, that's the way life is, Oscar. Fate, you know, is a strange thing. The way it does different things with different people.
That's right. Now, why was I chosen to be a pianist? Why didn't fate make you a piano player and me a singer?
Well, I guess fate had heard you sing. But let me tell you something, Oscar. It isn't just fate. It's hard work, too. Look how many years you had to practice to become a great musician.
It wasn't so hard.
No?
When I was 5 years old, my parents bought me a piano. I climbed up on the bench, put my baby hands on the keys, and began playing like this. My father looked at me with amazement, and he shouted, "Oscar is only 5 years old and he's playing Grieg's concerto. I must be dreaming." Then he asked me to play it again.
And did you?
No, I couldn't play it. Father was right. He was dreaming.
Well, I remember when I started, Oscar. I was 2 years old. And my father... That was a nasty laugh. I was 2 years old, and my father brought home a piece of music, and he said, "Asa, stay right down there on your little knees and sing this song." I said, "No, Bubba." "Bubba, I can't sing this song." He said, "Why?" And I said, "It's not old enough." Well, Oscar, today I think the song is old enough, and I'm going to sing it right now. Dirty hands, dirty face, leads the neighbors a chase, but his smile is as cute as can be. Making noise, breaking toys, always fighting the boys, but his eyes are a vision to see. And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he starts to run. And then I kiss my boy. Dirty hands, dirty face, little devil, that's what they say. But to me, he's an angel of joy. I could just hear you and hear you. Honestly, that's beautiful, really beautiful. I know I kid you an awful lot, but tonight I want to tell you how I really feel about your piano playing. Oscar, it's absolutely brilliant. It contains plenty of body, yet it is all possessed of the utmost purity. It has a warmth, a vitality, a color with a touch of gossamer delicacy.
Al, does that come from the heart?
Hmm?
Does that come from the heart?
No, it comes from a label on a can of soup.
Gee, Al, I'm impressed. It won't be long before you'll be reading books.
Oscar, why don't you go run for vice president so we can forget you? And now, folks, I'm going to sing a song I introduced in a music hall some time ago. I've received, ever so many requests to repeat it. Most of them from the fella who wrote it. If I only had a match, then my cares I'd soon forget. All I need would be a match. If I had a cigarette, and if I had a cigarette, I could watch the smoke rings curl, but I'd really be all sad. If I only had a girl, if I had someone like you to hurry to each night. In a cozy bungalow, we'd know such sweet delight. We could raise a family and a little garden patch. And to think it's all good be. If I only
had a match.
Hello, Oscar. How are you?
Oh, Charles Boyer. By the way... By the way, Charles...
Yes?
Clear something up for me, will you?
Gladly, Oscar.
When I heard that you were coming to the Kraft Music Hall again, I couldn't believe it. Do you really like to listen to Jolson that much?
Oh, no, no, Oscar. No, it's the same reason as before. You see, my wife sent me. We're out of cheese again.
Wouldn't it be less painful to buy your cheese?
Oh, no, no. You see, in the music hall, they wrap up the cheese in a check.
Uh-huh. But, Charlie, you've already been on twice with Jolson.
Yes, that's two strikes against me. Today it will be three times and out.
Wait a minute, Charles. I think you're a little out of line. Al isn't such a bad guy.
No?
Of course, he's a little bit vain.
Oh, yes, yes. I've heard about that. I understand he always wants people to get down on their knees to him.
Yeah, and that's very difficult because he's always on his knees. The main trouble with Al is he sings too much.
Yes. Tell me, is he still singing? Tell me, Oscar, is he still singing that song?
Which,
you know.
Which one?
I love you so. Sonny boy.
On second thought, maybe Al doesn't sing too much. At least he can breathe.
I get it. Well, Oscar, you must remember one thing. There'll never be another Al Jolson.
We won't need it. It looks like the first one will always be here.
Yes, yes, I understand what you mean. In France, they have one they're trying to put away, too. Maurice Chevalier. But, you know, like Jolson, he's still number one.
Oh, Charlie! Charlie Boyer!
Well, Asa! Isa! Isa! Isa Jolson, comment ça va?
Charlie, comment ça va? Parlez-vous. Bonjour, tout de suite. Vous tous morgen bei der Nacht.
That's what a bowl of French onion soup does to him.
Oscar, come here. Please excuse us. I have some business to talk over Mr. Boyer, and it involves a lot of money.
I'll be happy to leave, and if you want me, I'll be in my lower bracket.
I got your message asking me to come to the music hall. What did you want to see me about?
Well, Charlie, remember a few weeks ago, you wanted me to open up a French restaurant with you? You remember that?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, I think we better forget about that.
Pourquoi? Pourquoi?
Oh, Al, I can't see a café being successful that specializes in crêpes Suzette à la gefüllte fish.
Gefüllte, eh? Well, but I think the proposition I have for you today is much better, Charlie. Now, you know, this is the time of the year when people are planning their vacation trips. Yeah. So I thought that you and I, for a new idea, could open up, you know, one of those travel agency things.
Oh,
you know?
But Al, I'm hardly the man for that.
Why? Why?
Oh, why, the last trip I took, I even had trouble with the road map.
What's the matter? Couldn't you get it folded?
Oh, yes, yes. I got the map folded, yeah. But my car was inside of it.
You've been drinking Airwick too, eh? Well, that is important, Charlie. You see, that is really not important. The reason you'd be good in a traveling agency is that you're a man of the world. You have what they call a continental flavor. You're suave, sophisticated, de bonheur,
yeah.
A bon vivant, a boulevard dieu, and several other things I don't know the meaning of.
All right, Al. For the sake of discussion, yeah. Suppose I say I will go into the travel agency with you. Now, what do we do first?
Well, the first thing we need, Charlie, is a slogan. You know, like this. If there's anyone you don't like, Send him to us. And we'll tell him where to go.
Oh, no. No, Al. Our travel agency slogan must be more dignified.
Yeah?
Oh, something like this. Hit the road, you bumps.
Oh, yeah, that's more dignified, yeah. Now, Charlie, when we open up this agency, I'll be the treasurer and the cashier.
That's fair, because yeah. We'll be playing with your money.
Well,
I would suggest the first thing we do is to get some maps from Rand McNally.
But Rand McNally, they don't make maps anymore.
Why not?
They're waiting for Winchell to tell them what the shape of the world's going to be.
Well, perhaps then, so you'll become acquainted with the travel routes, you should take some trips across the country by train.
Oh, Charlie, look, I traveled across the country 100 times when I was a young boy.
Well, I know, but how much could you see from a covered wagon? Now, I think the important thing... The important thing is how we sell the public.
Uh-huh.
Now, suppose our travel agency is open for business.
Uh-huh, may we?
I'll be the customer.
Comme ci, comme ça.
I come in to buy a ticket.
Okay, you are the customer.
Now, I beg your pardon, sir. I want to go someplace.
I thought the only place you ever wanted to go was the Casbah.
Lee, that is not the way to handle it at all.
Yeah.
Now, let me show you. Pretend the phone rings.
All right, pretend the phone rings.
Ding dong, ding dong. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Voyager Jolson Travel Office? Yes? Yes? Very well. Goodbye.
Who is that?
Governor Dewey.
Yeah?
Yes, he says to reroute his train trip. Yeah. He doesn't want to go through Wisconsin again.
Well, let me try it. Let me try the phone.
All right. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
What was that? The phone on my desk has a buzzer. Hello, Joe from Boyer Travel Agency. Remember our theme song, Get Out of Town Before It's Too Late? Hello? Hello?
What's the matter? What happened?
She got out of town. I guess it was too late.
You don't quite understand, Al. Try again.
All right.
Now, suppose you had a call from a customer in Cairo, Egypt.
Okay, Charlie. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I moved over to your desk.
Oh, that's all right. I'll probably quit.
Uh-huh. Hello, hello. Yes, Cairo, Egypt. Yes, yes. Goodbye.
What did they say, Al?
I don't know. I don't understand Egyptian.
I think you better go back to your desk with the buzzer and let me do the talking.
All right, Charlie. How would you go about it?
Well, suppose a beautifully dressed girl came into this office.
That's great. I've got to talk to Cairo, Egypt, and he's got a beautiful girl in the office already. That's fine.
Well, I can imagine better this way.
Who can? But go on. Now, what do you say to this beautiful girl?
Mademoiselle, put yourself in my hands, and I shall plan your trip. You will glide out across the blue water to far-off exotic islands where you can spend languorous days lying in a hammock, of course, while beautiful bronzed maidens fan you, and while the white surf caresses the shore with dreamy monotony.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Huh? What do you mean, goodbye?
It sounds so nice. I'm going along with her.
Now and then, every homemaker just has to rack her brain for something different for dinner. Now, that's the day to think of Velveeta sauce, the rich golden sauce you make so easily with Kraft's famous cheese food. For instance, for tomorrow's dinner, you might have broiled fish made extra special delicious with this magic Velveeta sauce. Or if you have some leftover ham or chicken, you might stretch it with fluffy rice or noodles and glamorize it with Velveeta's golden magic. You see, Velveeta helps you economize and treat the folks to something different at the same time. To make Velveeta sauce, simply melt a 1/2 pound of this famous cheese food in the top of the double boiler, and then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. It's that easy. Just be sure you're using genuine Velveeta, Kraft's famous cheese food that always melts velvet smooth. You better get it in the 2-pound loaf tomorrow so you'll have enough for sandwiches and snacks, too. Look for the famous name, Velveeta.
Folks, the inspiration for a song may come from many sources. It may come from the flight of a beautiful bird, or the sight of a billowy cloud drifting in the sky, or the graceful descent of a falling leaf. But most inspiration seemed to come from a glimpse of a lovely girl. For most songs are songs of love. And this one is no exception.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way. Everybody.
Cowboy Earl will soon be seen in the Enterprise production, Arms of Triumph. Next Thursday, our special guest will be Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.